Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's basketball season, ladies and gentlemen. Warriors have their first exhibition game on Saturday against the LA Clippers, Los Angeles Clippers. And there's an issue that we still are addressing 5 years into his career. Jonathan Kuminga, where does he play on this team? Everybody wants him to play, Goo. But where's the best place for him to play?
I'll never forget the soundbite, and I think we're about to hear it. You correct me if I'm wrong, partner, but there's two issues, if you want to call them that. One, where does he play, and how much do you pay? Okay, because there's two things going on, and there's some reports that, you know, he's talking to Dunleavy and in regard to his rookie contract, Steiny, if he's going to get broken off almost 200 M's, we'll see. But I'll never forget when Coach Kerr, I believe it was after last year, saying that he thought he was a natural three.
No.
Wow.
No. This is what Steve Kerr said back in April. This is after the Warriors concluded their season at 46-36. And Kuminga played some, but Wiggins and Draymond Green are the forwards, and so Kuminga is scratching and clawing for playing time. So Steve Kerr was asked last year, what is he? What can he be? Take a listen.
I think what JK is looking at is how can he make himself more versatile to be available in different lineups? You know, can he be a three? It's a big question, and I don't know the answer to it, but I know that as we continue to help him and he continues to learn how to create spacing and get a shot off a little quicker and be more comfortable catch and shooting, but also making the right reads, because as a three, you handle the ball more. Can he become a better passer? I think he sees the floor pretty well, but his fundamentals in terms of passing have to improve if he's going to play the three.
So that was Steve Kerr.
Wow, man.
Talking about his fundamentals have to improve for him to play the three. And that's why over the course of his short career, Kerr's primarily used him as a power forward, as a four. And then that obviously is Draymond Green's position. So if Kerr doesn't think he's good enough yet to be a three, that means the only time he can play is as a four, which means the only time he can play is when Draymond Green's not on the floor or is playing five.
And that's not good for the Warriors at all.
Well, I think the idea would be, can that lineup work? But Steve Kerr, I guess, is still trying to get Kuminga to convince him that he can play three. But this is the sound that I want to get to. And this is going to be about 3 or 4 minutes. But it's Draymond Green talking about Jonathan Kuminga and what his position is. Now, Steve Kerr doesn't think he's a three yet. And he's playing him primarily at four. But This is the Draymond Green, ladies and gentlemen, that is special. This is where Draymond Green can give you insight into the game is unparalleled. So, Evan, let's take a listen to Draymond Green. This is when this is from yesterday. Draymond Green met the media, and he was asked about Jonathan Kuminga and what position that he thought he naturally was. So I want you to take a listen to the question and Draymond Green's long answer, but bear with it because it's wonderful. Take a listen.
You know, when you come into camp, when you try to come into camp and show what you added, it's going to be awful. So I think he's doing a great job of just playing within the system, kind of finding the spots. As camp settles down, you know, you settle into camp and, you know, you start to play preseason games, then all of that stuff starts to happen. But you come into training camp trying to show what you worked on, it never goes away.
I guess one of the questions, you know, as Steve kind of tried to figure out all these combinations, is like, you know, how much small forward can you play? Like, you know, that kind of bumps you either up or down. How do you view, you know, his ability to play small forward and maybe play in lineup towards him and three with the four?
I think he's a three. It's always been my opinion. That's going to change. That's not going to change. Yeah. You know, to play the four, it requires a certain skill set. Man, so oftentimes people approach the four as if it's not a position. You think like, oh, I can just move a guy there. No, it's a position that you have to know how to play. It's like, you know, you never hear, you don't think anybody can play point guard. The four is the same thing. You know, it requires a certain skill set, a certain knowledge, a certain understanding of that position to do that. He's never done it. So, can he adjust and learn that? I don't know. Can a receiver learn how to be a quarterback in 2 years? So, you know. My eyes,
so is that type of nuance, you think that's lost in all of the positionless basketball talk?
100%. And that's why you've seen teams lose to us year after year, because so many teams like, oh man, that guy's Draymond size, or he's bigger, so he can go do that. And no, he can't. And it has nothing to do with how good or not I am. I just know how to play that position. I know how to play the five. Right? I didn't just end up being able to slide to the five. Growing up, I played the five defensively and I played point guard offensively. So I know how to do that. But if I didn't do that growing up, I wouldn't just know how to do that. So for years, you've seen guys take, teams take a guy that's a certain height and be like, all right, we're going to put him at the five. And then we get layup, 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 layup. And then they'll come down and they're shooting bad jump shots. But I know how to protect the rim. So, yes, I think that is a part of what gets lost. You know, Kevin Durant is 7 feet. He's not a five. Couldn't play the five if you wanted him to, because he don't know how. And that's no shot at Kevin Durant. But he's 5 minutes size, right? Height. But he's not a five. And if you try to put him at the five, he's going to look at you like he's crazy. You put him at shooting guard before you put him at the five. Like, his skill set matches that more than it matches the five. But, you know, around this league, it's just here. Like, around the league, you see that happen all the time. And I just don't think that's, I think that's why you see those lineups for people fail so often. Because you have to know how to do it. It's not just like, oh, I could just throw somebody there and that's just going to work.
All right.
Wow, oh, man.
Stoney, I could have just...
I don't even know where to start there. It's, man, so brilliant.
Yeah.
And this is why, one of the reasons Draymond Green's one of the smartest players in basketball. All right, so here's what I'm gathering from everything I've heard. That Steve Kerr doesn't think Jonathan Kuminga is ready to hold down the starting spot at small forward because offensively some of his skills aren't ready for that position yet. But Draymond Green doesn't think Kuminga's a four because on the defensive end of the floor, he doesn't have the skill set, at least right now, to be a four, to defend fours, to know the schemes defensively, to protect the rim when he has to. He's not a great rebounder from the four. And so I'm just thinking about this team right now, and it's all about combinations. And I'm just wondering, are we going to see another year where Kuminga can only get on the floor when either Wiggins or Draymond Green's not on the floor?
Oh, man.
And just the more and more I hear or think about those sound bites, I don't think they're going to pay him. I think they still are waiting to see some things from Jonathan Kuminga to make them assured that he can be a three, if that's what the goal is.
Right.
So I don't know how you get around this issue, but it doesn't.
Because it is an issue.
I mean, Steve Kerr isn't crazy about Kuminga at three, but he's going to have trouble getting on the floor at four. The only way he can get on the floor at four is if Draymond's a five.
So what are we
going to do here if we're the Golden State Warriors?
Well, the question to me is, what did Jonathan do over the summer? And I love Draymond saying that's not when you come back to show what you worked on. But, Stani, it's just incredible that I feel like two trains are they're coming at each other and they're about to collide because we can't ignore the rat on the table, which is his money. His money. He is due. So you're going to have to face that question. I mean, how can you pay Jonathan Kuminga? And I want him to get his chicken, Stani, but how can you pay him if you have these thoughts or you're not so secure enough to know where he's going to play? And I was just thinking while Draymond was talking, Stani, I mean this. Can I just give you my dream lineup for the Warriors this season?
Okay.
Curry at one, Wiggins at two, JK at three, Draymond at four, and TJD at five. To me, that's my dream Warrior lineup. But listening to the coach and also listening to the savant that is Draymond Green, I don't want to bring in yesterday's conversation about Luciano and the scouts and everybody not being able to know early that he wasn't ready or he wasn't a shortstop. But, Stani, can I try to apply some of those principles towards Kuminga going into his fourth year, basically being an enigma in regard to at some point you're going to have to call the dogs off. Either you are or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is.
It's a big question.
It is a big question. And they do have to figure out what they're going to pay Kuminga. They have between now and October 21st to sign him to an extension. I mean, just reading the tea leaves, it doesn't feel like he's going to get one because it feels like he's asking for more than the Warriors want to give him. But
what about the fit part of it?
Well, that's what they got to figure out, I think, this year. And just taking it to its logical conclusion, I think what Kerr really believes is that Wiggins and Kuminga can't play together because they overlap too much. And so when we talk about what's going on with the Warriors this season and how good they can be, this is why I do believe, and I think a lot of Warrior fans feel the same way, but feel free to chime in at 888-957-9570. I think this is... They're going to go into the season, and they're going to try some things, and hopefully they'll win some games as they're trying. But I do think the goal is to make a move by the deadline with either Kuminga or Wiggins, and I just wonder if I don't wonder if it's possible. I think it's possible, but I do think that's in the back of the Warriors' minds.
Wow.
That they feel like they have a move in them at some point this year.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.